Now, the Bishop of Buckingham has described the church's child protection policies as not fit for purpose. The Right Reverend Alan Wilson's comments come as the Anglican Church begins giving its evidence today to the independent inquiry into child sexual abuse. He thinks there should be a system of compulsory reporting in the church.
I think we've got to go that way, and I strongly agree with Ian Elliott, the safeguarding advisor, when he says there has to be independence. In a way, the church is back where the police service used to be before there was an independent police complaints authority, you know, where it came down to every individual police force dealing with its own stuff or having another police force deal with it. There really needs to be some independent body which everybody can be accountable to. Right now, diocesan safeguarding advisors are employed by bishops. So if you have a complaint about a bishop, you have to complain to the bishop, which, you know, or one of his subordinates. And really, that makes no sense at all. There should be an independent body which reporting happens to. And I think the Elliott Review does show the way there. It talks about how this could be done. And in theory, the church says that it's taking the Elliott Review very seriously and that it wants to implement what's in there. But it's almost a couple of years. And I'm still awaiting progress on that, really.
Well, listening to that is Tom Perry from Buckinghamshire, who is the founder of the pressure group Mandate Now. Good morning to you, Tom.
Good morning, Andy.
So what do you make of what Alan said there? He thinks there should be an independent body to investigate.
It's very interesting. I've spoken to Ian Elliott, in fact, and I personally need some greater clarity because an independent body actually already exists if mandatory reporting exists, because you're mandated to report out to the local authority. So I would like to see or get a greater understanding of that, and I intend to be speaking to Ian Elliott very, very shortly, because what you don't want is duplication. And a system actually does already exist. The only problem is that the church is not required and in law, to report those concerns outside for independent assessment, because that's what it does. It's there, it exists, but you don't have to use it. It's absurd.
Okay, Alan also says that the church's child protection policies need to be simplified and brought up to date. I presume you would agree with that.
Well, he's scored a bullseye with that one. I have to tell you, we have done a review of the church's child protection policy. It's on our website. And to be candid with you, you know, it was exhausting, confusing, contradictory, broken links, guidance which was way out of date by as much as 7 years. I mean, really, to be frank with you, this looked like the back lot of Pinewood Studios. You know, the tumbleweed is rolling through the prairies. It is absurd. And in no way, shape or form does this indicate that the church has a culture gripped by the need to protect children. Quite the opposite.
Okay. I mean, the church starts to give its evidence today, but if you have a senior member of the clergy saying that their own child protection policies are not fit for purpose, what do you want to see the inquiry do as a result of that, then?
Well, that's down for the inquiry, of course, but what I would like to see is, you know, the whole thing, what we need to do is we need to introduce a culture, which is not an easy thing to do, and you can only do it with a catalyst, and catalyst is law. So first of all, we need law, and then what we need is we need to see child protection put into the lexicon of the Civil Aviation Authority, which is brevity, clarity, and accredited training. None of these things we have in child protection currently, and that is exactly what we as a pressure group Mandate Now are promoting.
Okay, and with all of these things, it seems that the wheels of justice often grind very slow. I mean, if the Bishop of Buckingham is saying this, the church needs to do something about it right now, doesn't it?
Well, the church has been attempting to do something about it for the last 30 years. You know, it is the wheels grind very slow, and my feeling is, and the feeling of others, people who've been abused within the clergy have indicated to me that they think that the church will do absolutely nothing until it is forced to do something. So then we have the challenge of whether ICSA, an institution funded by the UK Home Office, will actually make recommendations against an institution, the church, which is so closely linked to the state. Now, whether these recommendations will be effective, we'll have to wait and see. We have to hear the evidence. Many of us know a good deal of the evidence, and I think there are some surprises that are going to appear in the next 3 weeks.
Mm. I mean, Tom, we've seen with the case of the football coach, Barry Bennell, that the system often enables child abusers to get away with what they're doing by not having enough checks and balances in place. Are there any child protection procedures that you know about that should be installed by all organisations?
Well, that again is what we're that's what we're working towards as a pressure group. You know, our principal problem is that there is built-in failure in every link in the very long safeguarding chain, because no one is required to report abuse, and there is no sanction for failing to report abuse, no legislative sanction for failing to report abuse, and that's the problem. And people want this subject to go away, and that's what it too often does, with enormous consequences.
I mean, this is going to be an uncomfortable like couple of weeks for the church, but hopefully some good will come out of it.
It's going to be a very uncomfortable 3 weeks for the church. I mean, there's 3 weeks, and then next year we're doing the Diocese of Chichester in the next 3 weeks, and that is that whole story of the Diocese of Chichester is extraordinary. Then next year we've got the Church of England as a whole. So it's two tranches, if you like. And I think there really is going to be, the church is going to be wringing their hands by the end of it, to be frank with you. And I think that's regrettable, because actually the consequences of this are the abusees who have been failed wholesale by the inertia. The most powerful tool the church has is silence. And that's what it uses with great aplomb.
Tom, I really appreciate you joining us this morning. Thank you very much indeed.